Welcome to Hope's Garden and the Bridegroom Speaks podcast with Laura Ercolino.
The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's, the Bride. My beloved is fresh and ruddy, to be known among 10,000. His head is golden, purest gold. His locks are palm fronds and black as the raven. His eyes are doves at a pool of water, bathed in milk, at rest on a pool. His cheeks are beds of spices, banks sweetly scented. His lips are lilies, distilling pure myrrh. His hands are golden, rounded, set with jewels of Tarshish. His belly, a block of ivory, covered with sapphires. His legs are alabaster columns, set in sockets of pure gold. His appearance is that of Lebanon, unrivaled as the cedars. His conversation is sweetness itself. He is altogether lovable. Such is my beloved, such is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. And from John of Ford, it is possible by holy meditation to extract an imperishable glory from these flowers of the field, if only you are rich in those keen desires which, made holy by the Holy Spirit, have learnt the way of making this honey. And so it was just reminding me of other things that I've read. Well, last night I was reading St. Francis de Sales, in particular on prayer and meditation and contemplation. And that word there, like circle that word, desires. It's not about having knowledge. It's not about having training in prayer. It's about having the desire to grow into deeper intimacy with God, to know God, and to allow him to truly know you, to form a relationship. That's all that's necessary. If we have that true desire, then the Holy Spirit will teach us all we need to know in the very experience of praying. It doesn't take any education or knowledge beforehand. It just takes the desire. It's all about the heart. Psalm 81. Open wide your mouth and I shall fill it. I will satisfy you with honey from the rock. And it just, again, just really emphasizes to me the importance of just surrendering the need to do, the need to know, the need to understand, and just resting in him, letting yourself be fed, you know, coming to him like a baby who doesn't even know how to pick up the spoon yet, and just letting him feed you with that honey from the rock. And just that takes a great effort from us, doesn't it? To silence our own will, to silence the voices that tell us, no, you need to be doing and accomplishing, and you need to know and understand, to silence all of that and to just sit at his feet like a child and allow and open our mouths wide. That takes vulnerability. That takes a lot of vulnerability to just open wide and allow him to fill us with whatever he desires. It takes a lot of trust and that childlike dependence, knowing that whatever he feeds us with is going to be sweet and good. And we don't need to fear. I love how he brings us back to Mary, that Mary's the one. And all those graces flow through her hands to us. And she's the one who will teach us. She knew how to do that, right? How to just sit and open wide her mouth and let him fill her. And so again, we come back to asking Mary, mother and bride, to teach us, to be our companion and our model. And first, to make us all teachable, to silence our own will, silence the voices within us, so that we can just sit in that stillness and silence and be fed, to sit in his shade and taste of his fruit that is true sweetness.
know, I pray often when I read things like this to help reveal to me what obstacles are still in the way, you know, what fears, what resistance is there still in me to really opening wide my mouth so that you can feed me with honey from the rock. That's my desire, is to be able to do that without any fear whatsoever. But I know that's a process. I know that's a process. And I know that my life in this world has taught me very much how to be afraid, not how to be trusting. And so that's one of my prayers always, is just to reveal to me and just heal and let your perfect love cast out any of that fear that keeps me from drawing even closer to you. You know, in the song, he tells the bride that her lips distill wild honey and milk are under her tongue. And when we talk about those lines, I think in Brides 2, we talk about how it's his honey and his honey and milk that are under her tongue, because she has drawn into such intimacy with him that she feasts on his word. She feasts on his love. So he himself is under her tongue and on her tongue. And then her words taste of sweetness, share his honey with the young maidens. And that this is our desire, this is our goal, is to be able to share his sweetness. But that means first we have to be able to receive it. Because you can't give what you don't have. You know, like we talked about in John of Ford a few weeks ago, if we're not returning always to that eternal fountain of living water and receiving that living water, we're giving away stale water, stagnant water. We have to learn to receive from him. St. Francis de Sales is going to talk about a lot of this in the call to delight in God. The psalm that says that when we delight in him, he fulfills the desires of our hearts. And what does that really mean? What is that prayer of delight, of delighting in him, and then coming to that place of spousal intimacy where it's mutual delight in one another? What kind of prayer is that? What does that feel like? What does that look like? How do we trust enough to surrender so that he can draw us into that? It's not even something we can enter into of our own doing. And it is a lifelong process. And it's one of those, again, like when we talk about the healing journey, not being linear, but being more like an up and down and up and down. It's the same thing in our spiritual lives. You know, we go through seasons when we feel like, oh, you know, I'm getting it. And then we go through others where we're like, okay, what happened? I can't pray at all, right? It's just, that's part of that accepting what is in this moment. I am where I am, and he's here with me, wherever I am. He's here with me. I always ask Mother Mary to come and pick me up and carry me, just carry me closer to him, a step closer, because I can't even move on my own today. Just you carry me. And I'm thinking of a line from Teresa of Avila that's in the Cantata, where the bride calls for him and he comes like immediately. And she says that, basically she says that he won't keep us waiting. If we just call to him and say, I need you, I desire you, he won't keep the soul that truly desires him waiting. He will come. He will come to you. You don't have to move. So again, Lord, we just ask you to rightly order our desires. Put your banner of love over us. Take us into your banqueting hall and rightly order charity within us. Purify our intentions and our desires until we truly desire you above all else.
For more resources and our consecration to Christ the Bridegroom, visit hopesgarden.com. The sanctuary where the spousal love of Christ the Bridegroom heals hearts, marriages, and families. You may also want to join our community powered by Mighty Networks. Download the Mighty Networks app and find us at Hope's Garden.